President Xi Jinping says China's overall strength has entered a new stage after its development over the past 5 years. He made the remarks when presiding over a meeting to hear a report on the implementation of the 13th five-year plan, which started in 2016. Xi Jinping says all targets and tasks set in the plan will be accomplished, while major projects have all been carried out. He says improvements have been seen in economic performance, rural modernization, and poverty relief. The opening up has been expanded, while the environment and people's living conditions have also become better. The meeting calls for further attention to the upcoming 14th five-year plan starting next year. It says efforts should be made to nurture a new development pattern that takes the domestic market as the mainstay, while letting domestic and foreign markets boost each other. China's urging the United States to stop unreasonable restrictions on Chinese media after the U.S. labeled another six Chinese media outlets as foreign missions. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says the U.S. move is political.
In recent years, the U.S. government has imposed unreasonable restrictions and deliberately made difficulties for the normal news reporting activities of Chinese news organizations and personnel in the U.S. The U.S. government has continuously escalated discrimination and political repression against the Chinese media.
It also brings the total number of media outlets affected to 15. Zhao says China will make a proper and necessary response to the action. Russian President Vladimir Putin has praised Russia-China relations and expressed readiness to deepen bilateral cooperation. Putin made the remarks at the 17th annual meeting of the Valdai Discussion Club, a Russian think tank. Putin hailed Russia-China cooperation in aviation, energy, and trade. The Chinese government says it'll improve its list of specific items to be restricted or prohibited from being exported. The work will be done based on a new law on export control passed by the top legislature, and it'll take effect on December the 1st. Commerce Ministry spokesperson Gao Feng says the law will help China better fulfill international obligations and safeguard national security and interests.
The export control law has clear provisions for the scope, system, and measures of export controls, as well as for strengthening international cooperation. We will improve and release the export control list in due course in accordance with the law.
China's had export control legislation since 2017. The law says that China may take countermeasures against countries or regions that misuse export control measures and pose a threat to China's national security and interests. The British Prime Minister says that wait times for COVID-19 testing need to improve, but Boris Johnson also stresses that the achievements of the testing operation overall have been colossal.
By the NHS Test and Trace, I share people's frustrations, and I understand totally why we do need to see faster turnaround times, and we do need to improve it.
The government's implemented a three-tiered regional strategy to control the pandemic, avoiding imposing a nationwide lockdown. Republicans in the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee have voted to advance the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. The result of the hearing greenlighted a full Senate vote scheduled for Monday, in which the Republicans have enough votes to confirm the nominee picked by President Donald Trump. Barrett will succeed late Justice Ruth Ginsburg if she's confirmed.